why you live in a world as crazy as the world that you live in, where boys want to be called girls, girls want to be called boys, where moms kill their unborn babies in their womb, where people that we call doctors dismember a baby limb from limb all the time. I mean, I just saw a video on the way here of an abortion doctor saying he loves to kill babies. It was breathtaking.
I have a question.
Sure, my microphone works for questions about biblical Christianity or the Bible. See, yeah, 1 second, I'll get, ma'am, you have, you know, I just saw a report. Because of social media and technology, do you know that the average person's patience runs out in less than 15 seconds? We are not patient people anymore. Come on. I was just going to say before, because you're my first one.
Yeah.
My first person asking, the microphone works for anyone who is rational, who is not vile or vulgar, not violent, but who has rational, cognitive, mature questions about the Bible or Christianity or Jesus Christ or philosophy or logic or worldviews. Yes, ma'am.
Are you a female?
No, I am not.
Okay, so do you have the right to tell me what I can do with my body?
No, I do not.
So why are you preaching about like abortion and stuff? It's my body.
Because God has the right to tell all of us what to do with our bodies.
So he gave us the right to like do what we want, though. He gave us that free will, right?
Well,
he gave us that
as a human being, you are expected by God to live for his glory.
Yeah,
when you do not live for his glory, you're capable of anything, including killing your baby.
But he gave us that right to make free will for ourselves, right?
Well, I don't believe in the concept of free will as the way that you're defining it. But as human beings, we are responsible for moral choices, yes. When you say the word free will, I don't even think you know what you're talking about. Because free will comes from a Neoplatonic philosophy of dualism. Hello? You know, you're on a university campus, this is a college campus, you guys have higher learning going on here. I talk to philosophy students, I talk to, you know, students that are studying logic and things. Look, when you say the word free will, that's called the origin of ideas. Where does that idea come from? It doesn't come from the Bible. The Bible doesn't teach the concept of free will. The Bible teaches that God is sovereign, meaning the only person who has free will is God, because it says in Psalm 115, God sits in heaven and does whatever he wants. We do what we act as moral, cognitive creatures, but our wills are not independent of God, meaning that though you are expected to make real moral choices, God is still sovereign over everything that happens in the world. But back to your question, are you saying that simply because you have the choice, you should kill your baby with your choice? What kind of worldview is that? That's like saying it's my car and my body, so if I choose to mow people down in the street, I can do whatever I want. Why?
Okay,
why? Environment? Just because we're out here and the baby's in there?
I have another question now.
Do you know that people today are now arguing for abortions post-birth, after birth? I've got people...
I have another question real quick.
You need to open your eyes because the governor of Virginia recently came out and said that a baby can be aborted after being born, and a conversation will take place between the mother and the doctor as to whether or not the baby should live. Exactly. So the other thing that I'm here to talk about today is feminism, the lies of feminism. Feminism is a lie. Women are told today that in order for you to be empowered, you need to have the authority to kill your baby, and that's somehow empowering you as a woman. You are believing the most detestable lies in the world. Just by the culture, number one. Number two, by coming to an institution like this.
I have another question about Christianity.
So, yes,
my dad was a pastor growing up, right? And last time I
your
checked...
Your dad was a pastor? Yeah. You believe in killing babies?
I never said that. Never came out of my mouth. But another thing was...
you don't believe in abortion then?
Stop.
Can I was mistaken.
My question? Those words never came out of my mouth.
Okay, so you don't believe in abortion.
Can I finish my question? Okay, so last time I checked, we were put on this earth to love each other,
What about loving babies in the womb?
What the girl talk?
Okay. We're put on this earth to love each other, not judge each other for their choices. That is their choice.
You judge people
not
for their
yours.
Choices all the time.
Not yours. It is not yours to come at us women when you are a male who has never experienced one thing that we have gone through.
Uh-huh.
You do not understand what we have gone through. I'm going to support a girl no matter what choice
she
makes,
last time,
what life she chooses. If she was born a male,
I know you are because you're in darkness.
She, was born a male and
I know you would support
a
woman to commit
female,
abortion because you're in darkness,
female.
Ma'am.
Okay, then I'm in darkness.
That's right.
I'm in darkness and I'm
That's
living
why
a great
Jesus
ass can. Life and I'm having fun with my friends and I'm living great and I believe in Jesus
What happens when you
Christ.
Die? Do you have an answer for death?
I believe in loving everyone no matter what choice they make.
No, you don't. That's a lie.
Another thing is,
what the fuck are you do you love pedophiles?
Okay, so what? That's a really quick
question. Ma'am, real quick, hold on a second. Are you an adult? Can you have an adult conversation without the use of mediation here? Can you just conversate with me for a second? I'm trying to show you the inconsistency of your logic. You said you love everybody, no exceptions whatsoever. Do you love pedophiles that have sex with children? Yes or no, ma'am?
Comparison.
I'm not. You don't need to talk to that. No,
I.
No, you made the universal statement. No, ma'am. You made the universal statement. Ma'am, you made the universal statement. I love everyone. Can't she talk for herself?
Not the sin.
So you're not a
person. Not the sin.
Interesting. This is amazing. Here we have a feminist apparently on the microphone, and yet she needs somebody else to come to her rescue. What happened to being a strong woman? Speak for yourself.
Speak
for yourself.
Do you know how arrogant you sound?
No, ma'am. I'm trying to show you that your worldview is inconsistent. On the one hand, you say that feminism is great, abortion is great, that you love everybody. But the minute I ask you a question about consistency, you look to other people to defend you. That's because your worldview is untenable. You cannot consistently live it out, and you know it. Do you love pedophiles who have sex with children? Yes or no? Oh, so you love them the way that you love everybody else? You wouldn't judge them in any way?
Shouldn't you?
Okay, so this young, this woman here, just said, yeah, but I'm a Christian, so you know.
Didn't Jesus Christ wash a prostitute's feet?
Right.
But he loved him just as much as everybody else.
Right, so you love that person, but you're still willing to call what they do sin?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, of course. Every time, and before, yeah, one second. Every time, as we're having this conversation, as soon as logic is tested, the liberal, postmodern, relativistic person immediately wants to get off the microphone and stop talking because they know this is no longer a logical argument. It's an emotional argument devoid of logic. That's the problem.
Do you think that coming out here and doing this is honestly, do you think that it's biblical to be judging these people as
No, I'm not judging anybody. She asked me, for example, what right do you have to tell me what to do with my body? I said, I don't. I don't have any right to tell you what to do with your body. God in the Bible tells you what to do with your body.
Do you think that doing this is actually encouraging people to become Christian? Because I think most people
here... Oh, yes, of course.
I think that you're...
Well, you're judging everybody here, ma'am.
Standing on a pedestal and talking to us as if we're stupid isn't going to lead people to Christianity.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your thoughts. I disagree. I disagree on the basis of two things. What scripture teaches and the fact that many students on this campus over the years have come up to me and told me that you caused me to rethink my worldview. I'm now a Christian. I abandoned postmodernism. I abandoned liberalism and relativism. I've had students that were in the philosophy department come and share their testimony at how the preaching of the gospel here at UNT that we do led to their conversion. So yes, I think it's effective.
The God I know loves everybody.
Well, the Bible says that the love of God, to love God is to fear evil. And the Bible says that God loves everybody in a benevolent way, but he loves his people in a redemptive way, in a salvific way, meaning in salvation. He doesn't love everybody in a saving way. He cares for all of humanity. I mean, man, listen, God even allowed Hitler to have a pet and to enjoy dessert and to have taste buds. That is the kindness of God on everybody. But God loves his people in a special saving fashion.
Why can't you?
I do. What I'm saying is that...
Oh, so wait, do you love pedophiles?
You're literally judging every sinner.
I love every sinner. I love every sinner without loving what they do, of course.
So that's what I just said! I just said that shit and you came back at me!
But you're the one that said that you don't judge anybody. But now you're calling pedophiles sinners. You want to rethink your statement?
She doesn't love the sin. It's a completely different topic.
Oh, okay, so then that's exactly what I'm doing. I love the people, but I hate the sin.
No, because you physically judge every single person that walks by here. It doesn't matter what they're wearing. It doesn't matter what they look like.
What do you mean I physically judge them? I don't understand what you're talking about.
There was someone that walked by here, and you literally will judge them just based off of their appearance, what you think they might believe in, just to get them angry.
Well, that's ludicrous, but... I judge them based on the people on the basis of their words and their worldview, ma'am. I don't judge them based on what they look like.
You literally compare 9/11 to freaking abortion.
That's right.
People that freaking
the only problem is abortion is 100 times worse.
Do you think it's funny to joke about 9/11? Do you think it's literally funny to joke about anything like that?
Who said I'm joking? I'm making an analogy to 9/11.
I just want to back this up with actual evidence of the Bible.
Okay.
And so this says James 4:11-12.
Yep.
It's the ESV version.
Yep.
Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. This is the one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother, speaks evil against the law, and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and one judge. He is able to save and destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor?
So you believe there's one judge?
I do. I believe it's God.
So do you believe the Bible judges people? According to the Bible, the commandment is, thou shalt not murder. David said in Psalm 15 that in the womb, he was already a person conceived. Do you believe that?
I do, and if
and so do you believe abortion is murder?
That is not my belief. However, I do believe.
Okay, try it again. First of all, you appeal.
You have the choice.
I know, but now
you're
taking the issue.
No, you have the choice as a person.
You're the one that quoted
it. The only person who can judge you is God. If you have the choice to believe in Christianity,
you're the one that quoted James chapter 4. That, by the way, James 4 condemns murder. Chapter 4.
Okay.
And so, murder in the eyes of God is any time that we take a human life unjustly. Do you think it's just to kill a baby in the womb? Of course,
okay, so
of course. So we have yet to find a single woman that will be consistent to their answers and to their worldview.
Actually, let me speak. Just have a simple question. Okay,
yeah,
so
yes, ma'am.
You have a daughter. I know you said that before.
Yeah.
So this is really gonna hit hard, but what if your daughter was our age? What if your daughter was raped by a guy? Do you want your daughter to
I don't kill her baby.
Raise
I don't kill her baby because of the sin of the father.
That raped her. A guy that took her entire life away, pretty much, that destroyed her.
Wow.
Do you want her to live for 9 months, living, raising that baby inside of her?
There are plenty of women. Okay, well, let me answer that question. There are plenty of women in the Christian faith who have been through exactly what you have been through, what you have said, that have been raped and had the baby, and they thank God that they had that baby, because that baby is innocent of what the father did. You don't punish the child for the crimes of the parent. That's illogical. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to speak on the abortion topic.
It's terrible. It's murder. It's genocide. We have blood on our hands as a society because of that. I'm bringing the people into the conversation.
After a certain point, a baby cannot be killed. Before abortion is had, first off, you can't have an abortion past a certain trial. First off,
Governor of Virginia said he should be aborted after birth.
Before the baby is aborted, it's only a seed.
Right.
It's not a baby yet.
Uh-huh.
It will become one, but it is not one, so therefore you are not killing a baby.
Who determines that?
Huh?
Who determines that?
According to the Bible. Who determines what? Whether or not it's a baby?
Who determines at what stage of the process that person is a human? The Bible says it's at conception.
It's not. It hasn't been formed a baby yet.
Just because that's not what makes a person human, whether you've been formed. Because if you use that logic, the moment a person undergoes deformity, what, they're no longer fully human? You got to be careful with your logic. The Bible says at conception, a person is unified to a soul. There's a person there. And the minute you kill that person, regardless of how small or how big, you have committed murder if it's unjust.
I have a question.
Yep.
I'm going to restate the statement.
Okay.
It still has not gone through your darn head.
Well, you haven't been consistent with your logic either, so.
Last time I checked, you were born a male with a penis. Am I right?
Yes!
Am I right?
What's the point, ma'am? What's the point?
And I was born female with a vagina. And last time I checked, those are two different things, so we can make two different
I don't know.
Choices.
Ask some of these students, they might disagree.
Okay, yeah, but that's a good choice.
Why are you here?
Okay.
So you're making a meaningful statement about the difference between genders or a meaningless statement? See, this is what happens when you adopt postmodernism. Almost nothing you say has meaning.
Okay. So, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm waiting for.
So if I get raped, right, which has almost happened before, right? And I get pregnant because of it, and it pretty much breaks down my whole body. You're telling me I should just keep the baby?
You should treasure human life whenever and at any time that it's possible, and that you should fight for life, never strive for death.
You're gonna tell me that how I
regardless of the circumstances.
My feelings have nothing to do with it. But
shows you your need for God. Being raped. Listen. Being raped shows you your need for God. You need healing. You need forgiveness. You need cleansing. You need God's strength.
Did you just say
God's
people
mercy.
Actually deserve to get raped?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I have it on camera. I said.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, okay.
You just said it.
No, I did not. I'll say what I said again. If a person gets raped, it shows you your need for God. That you need grace. That you need forgiveness.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Like if somebody gets assaulted, if somebody gets violently abused or sexually molested, Wow, yeah, your attention span, I must say, is it's up there because you're not hearing a word I'm saying, apparently. So, does anybody have an intelligent question for me about Christianity or the Bible? Because I can interact with you as long as you're rational, but if you will not rise above the level of kindergarten, it's not going to work. What I said is that a person that undergoes rape or molestation or any abuse whatsoever, what does that do but illustrate your need for God?
Are you saying
we're
it's
all
a woman's
broken.
Problem?
We are all broken by sin.
God,
everyone needs God's mercy and grace. When we go through traumatic experiences, it only highlights our need for the gospel of Jesus Christ even more. That's
so you're saying it. You're saying that it's the women's fault for not praising God for getting raped?
That is not what I said. Listen to me very careful, if you would. I said when something terrible happens to us as human beings, whether it's rape or molestation or abuse, that should only illustrate our need for God, His grace, His mercy, His forgiveness.